This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The idea of like paying somebody to like get me food when there's food one block away from me, that's hard for me to do.
I'm going
to
tell you, like a week ago, I did that. I laid in my bed and it was like a block away and I was like, please bring this fried chicken to my door and then I'm going to like grab it like
bed.
a monster and like suck it into my room hole and then like eat it and then like barf out the bones of it.
Honestly, good for you though. Good for you. You do you.
I'm a kind of a freak about my food being hot. I need it like piping right off the slop machine.
That's crazy because I do the opposite.
You want it cold?
I like it like lukewarm.
Ew.
Oh, like fries?
Yeah, I like it. I like to eat anything from like hot to like nasty.
Elizabeth, I'm just imagining you just kind of like making everything into a ball and just kind of taking a bite out of it like an apple.
Making sure the room is as dark as possible. Yeah.
It's a particularly slow day at Bottoms Up, and you guys are posted up at the bar, and you are talking about, and I went to an online random conversation generator here.
This is what Sean has to do on our dates, too. It's really fun.
Oh, yeah. Here's a fun one.
And what you guys are talking about is your earliest memory. So that's where we're going to pick up with the crew. So quiet on set. Sound speeding. And we're rolling.
Dice.
When you need a break from this crazy world to see your friends and fill a cup, find Sebastian, Chalice, Chip, and Beef at the Noble Bottoms Up. As step by step our growing pains are improving home and away, we're feeling absolutely fabulous on another happy day. We're in different worlds with different strokes, but the good times will not end. So cheers to all our family and our friends.
Starring Aaron Keith as Chalice Glass, Elizabeth Andrews as Beef, Waleed Mansour as Chip Ahoy, Ben Briggs as Sebastian Von Hugh Grant, and Sean Coyle as everything else. Sitcom D&D is filmed in front of a fake studio audience.
My earliest memory probably is when I trashed that campsite with my family, my pig family, and we were
Trashing camp with a bunch of pigs?
Yeah, we were trashing a campsite, and we were making music. We were getting all really into it. We were using all.
Yeah, you guys must have been super like in sync with one another.
Yeah, we were. Actually, it was. It was an ensemble moment of life where you just
remind me what the names of your family members were.
Turk, Tanfor,
Phil Collins,
Rosie O'Donnell,
Rosie, and Booger.
And just then, a customer walks into Bottoms Up and
Chip.
Oh, fiddlesticks. You don't have the new Cabernet, do you?
I don't even know if we have the old Cabernet, man, if I'm being honest.
I mean, okay, you know, from the winery on the mountaintop.
Oh,
you haven't heard? You haven't heard of Mountain Dew Winery?
No, Seb, any clue what's going on here?
Guess I shouldn't be too surprised. I wouldn't describe this place as classy.
Oh, no, I actually actually, I know about it because it's classy. I know what it is. It's a wine. It's Cabernet.
Yeah,
she knows from on top of the mountain.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you probably know that they just came out with a new Cabernet. You know, it's called Mountain Dew.
It's called Mountain
Dew
Code Red. Yeah, see, I knew.
Chelsea, did you actually know?
No, I don't know, but he made me feel like a loser. Okay. I know what it is.
Chalice knew, guys. Everybody, Chalice knew.
Yeah, I knew.
Listen,
thank you.
Listen, if you had it in stock, you'd be advertising it, trust me. That's why there's a line outside of the bar across the street. They have a whole cask of it.
Fiddlesticks.
Well, I was hoping beyond hope that you were carrying it and people hadn't realized it yet. But, oh well. I better get in line across the street then. Cheerio, fiddlesticks.
No,
Cheerio.
We're gonna get it in. He's
already gone.
The
bell rings. The door closes.
Hey, fiddlesticks.
And then Joe, the regular, who's posted up the bar near you guys, chimes in.
That's good stuff, Mountain Dew. I had it once on me and my ex-wife's wedding day. I miss Karen. Maybe I should try and win her back. Would you guys tell her I'm dead for me?
No. I think we already did that.
Come on. Tell her I'm dead.
No, we're not going to get sucked into your storyline this time, buddy.
The next time you die, you better be dead for real.
Whoa, Jesus,
yeah. Or we'll kill you. I want to have the cool wine. I want to have Mountain Dew.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, the grapes in the wines at Mountain Dew Winery only grow on the peaks of mountains. More specifically, the Twin Peaks off to the south. And those crops have to be very well looked after and loved. It takes a real green thumb and a tender soul. Only one fellow I ever heard tale of that can grow grapes on a mountainside. And that's the gentleman that runs Mountain Dew Winery. And he only sells it by the cask from his vineyard at the top of the mountain. Not an easy journey, mind you. But you can sell a glass of Mountain Dew for an entire gold piece.
Joe, you know a lot. a lot about this, Joe.
Are you reading something?
I can even tell you how to get there if you like. I mean, we did a tasting before the wedding, and I never forget the location of a good drink.
Honestly, Twin Peaks are a little weird. I don't know. It's always been, like, not really my taste. Just sort of feels like weird for the sake of being weird.
He draws it out, how to get there on a map for you. He draws it out and hands it over to you.
See ya, Beef. You got this on your own, or do you need our help? What do you think?
Let me check this out. Is this upright down, or is this upright side up?
Looks like we're all going.
Yeah, that's not promising. I don't like the sounds of that.
Oh, if you all are going, I would say all of you should go as a team. And if you're going to take this journey, I recommend heading over to Chus Giggins Shop O Things. You know, right down the Market Street there.
You got a lot of recommendations. Do you work for these people? What is going on?
Who's driving? Beef, do you want to drive?
I always offer. I'm ready to drive whenever anyone wants me to.
All right, shotgun.
Shotgun. Yeah,
bucket.
Dang.
Okay, Beef, in order to carry everyone, you have to roll a strength check.
Oh my God, we're going to kill Beef.
Ooh, I got a 19, and my strength is minus one, though.
So yeah. Zoom,
we're riding
baby.
On Beef.
So somehow fucking Beef carries all of you down the street.
Beef, can Beef be making like race car noises as we go down the street?
Going so slow. okay, so you guys arrive at Chus Giggins Shop O Things, and it is an emporium of all things. You can kind of think of it almost like an REI kind of meets like a Walmart.
Walmart.
But the like fantastical version of that.
Welcome to Chus Giggins Shop O Things. We got whatever the heart needs and a little bit more. How can I help y'all? We got rope, an unbreakable rope, and a regular rope, and snowshoes, a sled, warm cloaks, ice axes, hammer, and bolts, tents, and anything you might need.
We'll take the lot.
Well, how much money you got?
Between the four of you right now, you have 10 gold pieces, okay?
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
How will you take 10 gold pieces for the whole lot?
Don't absolutely not.
Well, it doesn't matter anyway.
Sounds like you're going to have to make some tough decisions. Think about climbing a mountain and what you're going to need the most.
I don't know, guys. Or we could do a car wash. to raise the money.
Oh my God.
Let's do it.
Bake sale car wash.
And a car wash in this world, of course, means
is we're giving just people washing bath. People.
we're giving out free, not free. Baths.
we know we run a car wash and we accidentally gave free baths out all afternoon and now we're back at the store.
In order to reasonably make 10 more gold pieces, you'll have to roll above a 50.
I rolled a one.
Yeah, okay, we lost a gold piece.
So you lost a gold piece.
Yay!
You spent money on the soap and you spent money on the water and you all got hungry and you bought sandwiches and you lost a gold piece. Now you're down to 9.
Oh God, everything I touch turns to ash. What is wrong with me?
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Sitcom D&D is brought to you by El Otro Lado. Remember in 2018 when Border Patrol separated thousands of refugee kids from their parents, deported the parents back to their home countries while keeping the kids in the United States? Well, believe it or not, 6 years later, there are hundreds of families who still have not been reunified. Although we as a community may feel hopeless at times, I recently learned about an organization called El Otro Lado, which works to reunify families. They provide holistic legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the U.S. and Tijuana through a multidisciplinary, client-centered, harm reduction-based practice. Since 2018, they've reunified over 100 refugee families ripped apart by Trump's zero-tolerance policy. Once reunited, El Otro Lado helps each family to find legal representation, housing, and the counseling that they need in order to heal and get on their feet. Imagine having your child ripped away from your arms and never knowing when you would see them again. We can't let family separations go on. If you're like me and believe that all families belong together, then join me in supporting El Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to El Otro Lado in the description of this episode, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at elotrolado.org/volunteer.
Now, let me get this straight. You give me 9 gold pieces, and you get 1 regular rope, not unbreakable, and... let's see here. 2 warm cloaks, and, the hammer and bolts, and a sled. Do I got that right?
That sounds right. Oh, and one more thing, actually.
What's that?
What's your first memory?
All right, everyone get comfortable.
Everyone sits crisscross applesauce.
3 hours later, and there was so much blood.
Oh my God. You can't make that up.
Yes. I love it. Thank you.
Tears.
So
oh my God.
So
tears in my eyes.
Good luck climbing the mountain.
I think I'm going to try to steal the unbreakable rope.
Okay. Then you're going to roll for sleight of hand.
Oh, I got a 19. So it's 16 plus 3. 19.
So you grab the rope and it makes a little bit of noise as it comes off the shelf. And Gus, you hear him move. And so you look up and you see that he was just going to the back to check on something. And you're totally in the clear and you make it out with the unbreakable rope.
Oh, and then she's just shaking it with her hand and kind of boasting it and going, yeah, baby, rich girl has no consequences again, beep.
She really is a woman of the people.
Yeah.
So are you guys ready to head out? You want to set out on your trek?
Hell yeah.
Now that we don't need the unbreakable rope, I take that unbreakable rope and I want to tie it into like a balloon animal shape and give it to Beef.
What animal did you turn it into?
A snake.
Well, you just handed him the rope.
Thanks, Chip. Tears in my eyes.
Did it immediately disintegrate?
Yeah, I did something to it.
That's
Thank
hilarious.
God I stole.
Okay, so we're going to cut to you guys on your quest, and you're now walking through the forest on the way to the Twin Peaks, and we'll check in with you guys there.
I think my first memory would probably be when we went glamping as a family, and when we went down to the river to swim, we came back to our camp and it was trashed. And we were like, who trashed our camp? They looked like they played all of our stuff as instruments. And we were like, that's a little rude. And it was like my parents were like yelling. And then that's when I realized that I don't think my parents were in love anymore.
Oh, gosh. You goofing. Straight goofing.
Oh.
That's so weird about the trashed camp.
I know, right? Isn't that like, it's so weird. Anyways.
Yeah, it reminds me of nothing.
Oh, yeah. Looks like we're at the base of the mountain here.
And so you are. And a mountain path begins. It's pretty clear to see where the mountain path should take you. And there's pretty much one option.
Here we go. Huh?
Now, who's wearing the cloaks?
Well, I don't have sleeves normally, so I wouldn't mind. I guess I do have a scarf, but I'll wear a cloak.
Okay.
Of course Chip would wear a cloak.
And everyone's really worried about Beef catching a cold, so I think they insisted Beef put on a cloak.
Yeah.
More than half of it's dragging behind me in the snow.
That's okay, Beef. We're just happy you're warm.
So you guys aren't at too high of elevation yet, so it's not too bad. So you guys take off down the path, and after a while, we're going to cut to, after you've been walking for, you know, a fair amount of time, the main path ends in what looks to be a sheer wall of ice.
Oh. Well, I give up. Let's go home.
That was fun. Let's go see what's happening at that store again. Let's go back to the store. We'll make an episode there.
Why would you go through all this trouble to live on top of this mountain? My God.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I don't get it.
The only way we can find out why is by going up there and asking him.
What if we throw Beef as high as we can?
We could also use the hammer and bolts climbing materials to.
Okay, that's an option.
That's a good plan B.
All right, so we'll try the throwing Beef first, and then we'll try the hammer and bolt climbing materials.
All right, guys. On three, on my signal, throw me as far and as high as y'all can do. I know you can. Mountain Dew.
We tie the rope to Beef around his waist, and then we chuck him.
So are multiple people throwing Beef?
Yeah.
I think all the three of us are.
Yeah.
Each person has like a hand under Beef's butt and another hand like holding his foot and then launching him. And Chip, you'll have advantage on this check to throw Beef as high and as far as you can.
Well, good thing I had advantage because otherwise it would have been a critical failure. But instead, it's a 19.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So you launch Beef. You launch Beef like 60 feet into the air. Okay.
Oh my God.
I'm like, so.
What's wrong mackerel. With you, Chip?
And I had just shaved, so like I'm really aerodynamic.
And it's a perfect throw. And Beef, you like as you're coming like to your peak in your toss, you're up against the ice wall, but threw you 60 feet in the air. The sheer ice wall is 80 feet. So you guys didn't even ask out all at once. At all. Mm-hmm. You just threw beef. So beef
whatever,
is still
that was
20
impressive.
Feet short.
Beef has beef. The weight distribution of a bowling ball. So that's amazing that we were even able to do that.
Yeah. That
so
was
beef,
beautiful.
You kind
that's
of like you touch the sheer ice wall 60 feet in the air. What do you do now?
Well, I splat, right? I want a starfish splat, and then I just slowly drop the 60 feet.
Okay, so you're trying to keep as much of yourself on the ice wall to create as much friction as you can to slow yourself down.
Yeah,
all the way.
Oh yeah,
do you have the ice hammer and thing or no?
I should have.
You didn't say that, but.
Yeah, you should have, but we didn't say that, so no.
So no, yeah. You don't. So you're just, it takes you about a full 2 minutes to slide down 60 feet.
You do have half of a breakable rope, though.
A breakable rope.
Okay, so beef gets to the bottom of the sheer ice wall. One half of beef is just like totally pink from being rubbed against the ice wall.
Wow. Well,
good thing you had the warm cloak.
Yeah.
And beef, take a D4 of ice splat damage.
This makes sense. We really did this to ourselves. One.
Cool. All right. What's the next thing you guys want to try?
All right. I guess we got to do the plan B and use
Dommel
the tools.
Plan
that,
B.
The tools that seem to be actually made for this.
Plan B is so boring.
Who's the nimblest? Who would be a good climber here? I don't think it's Chip.
I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see, because you're swinging from these bolts, that it's acrobatics instead of athletics. So we'll let that slide.
15.
So you'll get a 15, which is enough.
How do these tools work? Is it like climbing bolts where you put it in and then you actually like hook the rope around?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll say that Chalice has a rope on her. And it goes through that loop. And then the rest of you are belaying down below. Okay.
Cool.
And holding the rope
belay,
taut.
Belay.
On
cool.
Belay. Belay on.
Hip, hip, belay.
But since that was a close one, I'm going to have you roll for the second half of the ice mountain. The cliff. Okay. The sheer ice wall.
Well, so 13. Oh, plus tools, 16.
Okay. So, there's a point where you kind of slip and fall, but the belayers catch you.
Careful! Belay! Belay!
Belay!
And you make
hooray!
It all the way to the top.
I did it!
Yay!
What's your first memory? What's your first memory?
The camp getting trashed. The glamping.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
It's okay.
Seb
I
wasn't
love you so
listening.
Much. You're
sorry.
My best friend. All right.
You're,
I'm gonna
you're my best friend.
I'm going to pull you guys up. So
what? I'm kidding. I heard you.
You're so funny. I love you.
I love you.
Okay, so Chalice, is there like any rocks or anything up there at the top? Like what's going on up there?
There's some really tall trees. They look like pine trees, but they're like skinny. And they look like you could, you know, put the rope around them. They're not too far from the top of the cliff. So you could tie a knot there if you wanted and hang the rope down.
All right, I'm going to tie a knot. And I'm also going to hold on to the rope just in case.
So you guys all going to climb it? Or you do
yeah.
One of the, I don't want to
I was thinking
any
about
ideas.
Throwing beef again.
Yeah.
Just get him 60 feet up there so he doesn't have to climb the first 60 feet.
Okay.
I roll an 8.
So.
Come on, man.
You throw
an ice splat.
I'm tired. I'm tired. I had help last time and nobody helped. Seb just sat there and watched us for some reason.
You're not throwing your best. You kind of, you know, lose your footing too while you go to throw beef. Beef gets launched only like 15 feet in the air this time and also nowhere near the wall of ice.
Oh, like, no. You're going to kill him.
I try and catch him.
Okay. Roll for athletics.
Okay. Sorry. Botch. Straight up botch.
You rolled a one?
I rolled
a one. Oh my god, he's gonna die.
My gosh.
Elizabeth
belay,
will have to break back into the show somehow.
I should have had a belay.
I run into the ice wall.
Run into the ice wall, almost knock yourself out, fall backwards, and then Beef lands with his butt on your head like a true clown. It is just buffoonery down there.
True clownery.
Okay, what do you guys want to do now?
Maybe we focus up, everybody.
It's so funny to me, the idea of looking down and seeing your friend. Your friend throw your friend up in the air and then land on his head, and you're like, what the heck? Just climb.
Did
the
I miss something?
I turned around to go pee, and then next thing I know, and freaking Beef is sitting on Beef's face.
I just know in my heart we can do this.
Chip, you are so immature sometimes. It drives me insane.
I didn't mean to.
I hate it too.
Oh, you're making me cry.
So, everyone just roll a d20 of athletics. It shouldn't be too hard of a difficulty check to pass here, but we'll see.
I rolled a 12.
Okay, you're good.
And I got an 18.
You're good, Seb.
And I rolled a 2 for climbing.
That last toss really hurt Beef. So Beef is, you guys all get to the top and look back down, and Beef is kind of just sitting on his bottom, looking real defeated at the very bottom.
You guys.
It's an unbreakable rope. So, Beef, now that we're all up here, tie it to your waist or leg.
What? You're 80 feet up in the air.
Tie the unbreakable rope to your waist.
Tie it to your ankle.
Leg.
Tie it to your ankle.
Ankle.
Not your neck. Beef, not your neck.
Not the neck, bud.
Off of the neck.
Why did you make it into a noose? This is so scary.
I'll make it into a mini noose and put it around my ankle.
You guys pull the rope, and I'm going to have you roll a dexterity roll, because you could easily lift Beef all that way, but to not injure Beef on the way up, it's going to take some dexterity.
I rolled a 19 plus 3, so.
All right. That's good.
But
you're good.
He is banging up against the side.
I
but
am.
Gently.
The whole
He's
time,
just
gently.
Lightly bouncing.
And I'm like, shoo-ba-doo, da-ba-da, shoo-ba-doo, da-da, out.
When you get to the top of the ice wall, you had been traveling the mountain path for quite some time, and you realize all of a sudden that you are at the top of one of the Twin Peaks. And you see, just in the distance there, is a gorgeous farmhouse on the side of the peak of the mountain. The sun is setting, and its golden light is shining down on the vineyard in a way that can only be described as angelic.
Oh my God, did we die? Are we in heaven?
I'm dead.
I'm dead.
There's no consequences. I'm going to start a fire.
Speaking of which, it doesn't look like there's too much activity, although there is some dark smoke coming from the chimney.
Okay, I have to go knock on the door and see how much this place cost. I want a tour. It's stunning. I want to take a look around.
We came all this way. Let's do the tasting. Let's do the premium tasting. I want to take a cutting board home.
I follow because I want to see if they have warm soup.
So you guys approach the house then.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also, okay, as a reminder, guys, we have no money to buy anything. So I also am kind of curious how we're actually going to get this wine. But we'll figure that out, I guess.
Oh, I wonder if you have someone in your group who impulse shoplifts just to feel something. And then she wins the chip.
A certain woman of the people, maybe.
Yeah, hooing.
And to confirm, we've also been dragging a sled with us this whole time.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that. Our quick exit.
So as you approach the mountainside farmhouse at the peak of the mountain, let's have everyone roll a perception check.
19.
You guys hear some wild commotion kind of coming from inside the house. It sounds like a lot of banging around and then a few kind of like yells and yelps and weird noises.
Passionate farmers.
And you also notice that the smoke coming out of the chimney is a little bit darker than you would expect and a lot more intense.
You guys, I'm getting kind of a weird feeling in my tummy.
You just want to go home? Is that what you're saying?
I just think that there's some weird... Don't you guys feel like the weird... There's some weird energy up here.
Well, I rolled an 8 for perception, so I don't notice anything.
I think... Do they need help?
I think they might need help.
Tim, we know you don't notice anything.
Yeah, I don't really notice anything.
Yeah, take a break. Yeah, just take a break, man.
Okay, I'm just going to play on the sled a little bit.
Can Chalice, like, look through the window and try to see if she can see what's going on in there?
Yeah, for sure. So roll an investigation check.
9.
Okay, cool. So you go up to one of the windows, but it's kind of, like, sooted over, and you can't really see through it too well at all. But there's, like, shapes moving very quickly inside, you can tell. And you guys continue to hear, like, banging and weird noises and, like, yelps and what sounds like maybe screams now.
Oh, shit. You guys, I think there might be a fire. I can't really tell, but...
Well, oh, my God. We got to help. We should help.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I got this. I pick up Beef, and I throw Beef, and I want to throw him into the chimney.
Into the chimney?
That's the worst place.
It's too late.
You said it. You're doing it.
Down through the chimney. That's the goal.
I'm going to die today. I'm going to die today.
Okay, so Chip, roll for strength, but this will also be your accuracy as well.
I rolled a 24.
Okay.
Oh.
So it is it's a perfect Steph Curry 3-point J of Beef through the air, barreling straight towards the chimney. And Beef, you go straight down the tube of the chimney, and you are consumed by fire.
Oh, no.
Great. And right when he launches me and all of that, I yell, Calabunga!
Okay, so...
Ouch, ouch, ouch!
Yeah. So what do you do once you realize that, you know, you are in a fireplace, essentially, and surrounded, and you're on fire?
Yeah, I got to roll out. First off, stop, drop, and roll the rules of the world.
Okay, cool.
So I'm rolling. Right. I stopped and I'm rolling on the carpet of the inside the house.
Yeah, since you had a ton of momentum and you were able to roll pretty quickly, but roll it you got to take a D4 of fire damage there.
Fuck. I'm at a 5 right now, guys. Oh, God.
Before this roll?
Yeah.
So you'll live. You'll
live. One.
Cool. And you look around and everyone in the room, it's like a record scratch and they're all staring at Beef, who just stopped, dropped, and rolled himself out of fire from coming to the chimney at 100 miles an hour. And the people in the room are a tall, slender wood elf with curly, light brown hair, and then 3 thieves who look to be humanoid, but they're wearing dark cloaks. They are attacking that slender wood elf.
Freeze!
So they were already standing still and looking at you.
Good. Ouch. That was hot. I'm like a little hot dog right now, everyone. Hi. Actually, I have all my friends right outside the door, so I'm just going to start walking over to the door here. Everyone just keep looking at me.
So the 3 thieves, they drop the tall, slender wood elf, who's pretty much beat to a pulp, because they were just beating the shit out of him, and he drops to the floor with a thud. They're walking towards you to cut off your path from the door.
Hey, guys. No, buddies, pals. We're both going to the door. That's funny.
Okay, so now they've put hands on you. They've now grabbed you.
Ooh.
And they're, like, lifting you off the ground. They're putting a dagger to your throat against the wall of the farmhouse.
Oh, you guys are silly. What's your favorite memory? What's your, I mean, your first favorite memory? I mean, your
favorite. Are you alive?
Those are my friends. Can I get my friends real quick?
What's going on in there?
Should we kill him? So now they're debating with each other. Should we just kill him? Yeah, just kill him. What are you waiting for? Okay.
Don't kill
me. And so they're, the one of them draws its dagger back to stab you to death.
Oh no, I only got 4 hit points left. Ooh, fiddlesticks, fiddlesticks, fiddlesticks.
Beef attack.
Oh yeah.
Attack them.
I'll attack. I forgot that I could do that.
Oh yeah.
You're just going to get
something.
Killed.
Do anything.
Fight him. Fight him. I'm going to fight you guys. You better watch out. I'm going to fight you.
Okay, so what do you have up your sleeve? What can you do here?
Well, I have that glass eye that I got as a gift a long, long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Can I try to do something with the glass eye?
Well, what do you want to do?
I should put it. Can I put it in my eyeball and like and like do a little character voice to like freak like get, to entertain them, to distract them?
Oh my god! Okay, this is the most perfect plan.
Yeah. Okay. That'll work great. Now you take that fake eye. You put it in. Now let's hear your character that you're doing.
Hi, fellas. It's me. It's your long lost brother. Just joking around. How are we? Ha ha ha. You know, my friends are here. I think I ordered a pizza. Anyone want to open the door for the pizza I ordered?
Beef is panicking.
Okay, let's check in with everybody else outside while this is happening.
I'm going in. You guys, I'm going in. I'm worried. I'm going in.
I'm not worried at all, but I guess we can go in.
Yeah, I guess.
Can Chalice use Gust to just open the door?
The door slams open when Chalice does Gust. You guys are headed inside?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So we'll check back in real time with Beef. Why don't you roll for deception to see if they believed your character?
A nine? Yeah.
So one of them kind of goes like, I didn't order a... And the guy's like, shut up, idiot! And then the door slams open and you guys enter. The rest of the group enter. So now I think it makes sense to roll for initiative. So Seb, you are up first. And to give you guys an idea, this farmhouse is pretty big. It's kind of like almost like a big wooden cabin where the rafters meet in like the top of a triangle up top. And there is a fire that has now been started in the farmhouse that is slowly spreading. And you guys are at the entranceway. And just to the right of where you are the three thieves holding a dagger to Beef's throat up against the wall.
I'm going to use poison spray on them.
Okay.
And I roll a 17. I'm going to do poison spray at the one on the far left.
So that succeeds.
8 damage.
Okay.
Seb, wow.
Nice. Okay, Chip, you're up next.
Pizza's hot and ready.
Is there like another person holding Beef still?
Or yeah, the other two both are holding him up.
Okay, I'm going to swipe and try and chop off one of their arms with my big old battle axe.
Okay.
I roll an 18.
That hits.
I hit the dude with 8 damage.
Oh, nice.
That's cute.
Okay, and the next up is Chalice.
How bad in shape is the elf? Like, does he need immediate medical attention or
Good
can
cue.
I fight?
Right now, all you can see is that he's like limp on the ground. He doesn't really seem to be moving.
I'm going to go check on him.
When you go over there, Chalice, you can tell that he's either dead or unconscious. And so you want to try to resuscitate him or at least make sure he doesn't die. So what you need to do is roll at least a DC 10 wisdom medicine check.
Great. So 16 altogether.
Okay, cool. So you stabilize him. And for all you know, you just saved his life, but he's still unconscious right now.
You just saved a life.
All right, Beef, you're up.
Oi! Yes, I am. I sure am. I'm going to...
He's staying in character, and that is admirable.
Absolutely. I am a professional.
Wait, is that Beef? Wait, who's that guy?
Oi! The name's Chase Letter, and I'm ready to fight.
Oh, my God.
I hope he's on our side.
I hope he's on our side. I hope that stranger's on our side.
I'm going to Cheeto chop the guy, the last guy holding me. I'm going to, like, hit him in the neck.
And the difference is you make the sound that the Cheetos Chester guy makes?
Yeah, Cheeto.
Cheeto dust on your fingers?
Doesn't Austin Powers Cheeto chop?
I just looked it up, and Austin Powers does judo chop.
Uh-oh.
Literally, the first thing that came up was Austin Powers judo chop.
I thought I was quoting Austin Powers, but I said judo chop.
It's literally nothing.
Judo chop.
Oh my God. I thought you were just trying to be funny. I didn't realize you thought Cheeto Chop was a real thing.
Holy shit, he's Cheeto Chopping.
All right, so roll for an unarmed strike.
14.
Okay, that hits. So now roll for damage.
It always does. Unarmed strike damage. It literally says zero. Bludgeoning.
Oh, wait. What's your strength?
Oh, what's my strength?
Negative one.
It's negative one.
Yeah, you have zero. It's zero. Your Cheeto Chop. Your Cheeto Chop.
It's basically like a caress. That is a caress. That is a gentle caress.
I'm crying.
I can't believe it.
So that thief prepared himself to be stabbed and was so pleasantly surprised to just be lightly, I don't know, slapped on the
caressed.
Shoulder. So that did absolutely nothing.
Wait, do you guys think Chase is on our side? I cannot tell.
Who's
I don't know
say?
If I want him on our side after that.
So then the first thief that got sprayed runs over to Seb and it's going to sneak attack your ass. Oh, rolls a 20. So then the damage is going to be 11.
Uh-oh. Oh.
He hostiled you. He slashed your Achilles tendon and then like stabbed you in the side. Now it's the second thief's turn. They're going to try to hit Chip.
Oh, thank God.
God, Seb, you didn't have to say that story.
I'm hurt.
Looked right at me when you said that.
Oh, thank God, it's him. Oh, jeez.
They throw a dagger at Chip, and they rolled a 12. Does that hit?
No.
So it's deflected by Chip.
Kind of hot. They threw a dagger at you, and you didn't get hit?
Yeah, I kind of, yeah. My ponytail whipped it out of the way.
Oh, kind of gross. I love it.
Now, because those other two came more after you guys... The third one is still dealing with Cheeto Chop and beef and isn't within 5 feet of his friends. So just going to try to take a regular stab at beef.
Is beef even here?
Oh, I mean, bad news for Chase Letter.
Fuck.
This thief just critted. So.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Guys, beef is going to.
Is going under.
That's okay. Chase will say something funny before he.
No, Elizabeth, it's serious. If you die in sitcom D&D, you die in real life.
What the hell? Oh my God, did we sign that in the HeadGum contract?
It. Elizabeth, yeah, do you not remember?
Yes, that was
oh
what
God,
I was hung up
friend.
Over.
Oh,
but
no.
Remember, there's pros to it, because if you have sex in sitcom D&D, you get sex in real life.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So you get, there was 6 damage that Beef has to take.
So I'm going night-night with that one.
This is a bad day for Beep.
Seb, you're up.
I got to use poison spray on this one that just snuck attack me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rolled a 10.
Nope.
Okay, so what's
so
the damage?
Like a D12. 12.
Whoa.
Seb's going to save the day. Chip's going to do nothing.
I hit somebody for 8 damage. You're unconscious. Shut up.
You're unconscious. Shut up.
So with that first thief, you throw that poison spray and it goes right down his windpipe and you just see like boils come up on his throat and his eyes just go like dead in his face. And he hits the ground.
And I go, whoever smelt it, dealt it. And then I look around at Beef because I knew Beef would like that. And then I get really sad.
Aww. Yeah, where's Beef?
So then Thief 2 looks at Thief 3 and goes, holy shit, we got to get out of here. Grab this stuff and go. Let's just go. And so Thief 3 grabs, like there's, you see that there's been casks of wine that have been set up on their own sled, like right next to the back door. And they both race to the back door and are heading out. So you guys have the opportunity to, like, an attack of opportunity as they flee, if you want.
Cool. I'll do an opportunity attack against the one I've already hit that had 8 damage.
Yeah, Thief 2.
Does a 15 hit?
Yes.
Excellent. Ooh, 10 damage.
Okay, that's going to kill him. So what do you do?
I can do non-lethal, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I, like, take the flat end of my axe, I, like, turn it on the side, and I bop him on the head for 10 damage and knock him unconscious. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now I feel bad, because I full-on killed the other one.
Yeah. You should have, if you're not going to kill people, like, we should talk about it beforehand.
Yeah, come on.
Someone doesn't feel bad.
No, I'm the asshole. His eyes popped.
Does anyone want to try to take an attack of opportunity on the third thief?
I'll do it. It's me. I'm up. Hey, guy. What's your first memory? I'm going to throw a dagger at him.
Cool.
17.
Okay, cool. So that hits, and then now roll for damage.
Oh, it's a 6.
Okay, cool. There's a dagger sticking out of the back of the calf of the third thief, who's the only one still on his feet, but he's still moving real quick. He grabs the end of the sled that has like a number of casks on it and just heads out the back door. And through the window, you can see he's moving super quick, and he hops on his big sled with those casks, and he's gone.
I'd like to grab our sled and go after him.
I'm worried about our good friend Beef, so I'm going to stay with Beef. And since I'm our healer, I'm gonna do some stuff with
also,
that.
There's still a fire going on in the building.
But I'm going to go after this guy.
I think you should go, Chip.
So, okay, cool. So we'll stick with, right now, let's stick with the people who are staying. The fighting is kind of done. Chip is taken off to go chase after the third thief. And now, kind of, you know, a quiet has settled inside the farmhouse. What do you guys want to do? There is a fire still raging, though.
I'm going to go out and get some snow and just bring in huge bits of snow to try to put out the fire.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to try to get Beef up. So I'm going to use Cure Wounds, which is touch. So that's 4 plus 3. That's 7.
So Beef comes back awake. And I guess we'll see who we're dealing with, Beef or his alter ego.
Or Chase.
Oi, I'm horny, baby.
I saved the wrong one.
What I miss?
Beef's back, and that wood elf is still unconscious but stable on the floor. And so is one of the thieves.
Seb, can you heal this guy? Not the thief.
Oh, okay. And I take my hands off the thief. All right. I will use my second spell slot, and I will use Cure Wounds. And it does just 4. It's 1 plus 3.
Okay, cool. And all of a sudden, the tall, slender wood elf with curly, light brown hair starts coughing and, like, comes to. What? Where am I?
You're
heaven, baby.
No, don't listen to Beef. You're in maybe your place. We didn't rob you. We saved the day. This is Seb. Oh. I'm Chalice. That one is. Oh my God! It is Beef. Beef, I didn't recognize you.
He just brings you in and hugs you and starts like shaking, and like crying, and you're pretty concerned. But then you realize it's just like he's crying because he's so happy. It's like, You saved my life. You saved my life. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's okay. You're welcome.
They took pretty much all of the wine that we had here. Every cask that I had, almost, but...
Our buddy Chip just went after him down the sled on the hill. Looked pretty fun. I'm a little jealous.
Oh, my head is reeling.
All right, look at me. Look at me in the eye. What's your first memory?
This might sound weird, and maybe it's because I got hit in the head a little too hard, but I'd recognize you.
Me?
No.
Dude, I've never seen you in my entire life, dude. No. We're losing him. We're losing him. All right. It's Mercy. I'm going to poison spray him.
No. You. And he's looking into Chalice's eyes. He hasn't broken eye contact.
Me?
Yeah, I was... If you are who I think you are, I was at your Sweet 16. You know, the one that ended in that terrible fire?
Yeah.
I was only 13 at the time, and, you know, I'm a bit of a late bloomer, so you probably don't recognize me, but I'm Prince Jalpert of the West Wood, or I guess I should say former Prince Jalpert.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I remember you.
Yeah, I know our parents really didn't get along that well. You know, the old highborn elf versus, you know, wood elf thing. That rivalry still runs pretty deep. But yeah, it was a fun party till everything caught on fire.
Yeah, that was my fault. Doesn't matter.
It's Chalice, right?
Yeah. What's your name?
Jalpert.
Jalpert.
Jalpert cool. Hames, former prince, I guess. I don't know. Do you find it weird not saying prince princess before things? It's weird. You get used to it.
I know, it's really weird. Honestly, I was really, like, stressed about it at first because I was like, people won't care about me anymore. Like, maybe they just cared about me because I'm a princess. But honestly, I think that, like, all of my friendships and relationships have only improved since I left.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I haven't really seen anyone from like my old life until you. Yeah, I left my kingdom, left the castle, left my family. And
okay, Beef, I don't think they're going to talk to us. We should just get... Let's just,
yeah, we're here too.
Are
yeah,
you the
they're not talking
and
to
you're
us.
The Mountain Dew guy. Too.
No, let's
so
just
you
go
make
over
the Mountain
just...
Dew? You're the guy?
Yeah, after, I mean, I had, you know, just a bad time with my family. We didn't really see eye to eye, and I gave up my position for the throne. I was third in line, so it wasn't that big of a deal. And came out here and started focusing on trying to make things grow in a difficult place.
Yeah, Joe at the bar, who all of a sudden knew so much about everything, said that you have to be pretty special to grow stuff up here. That is so cool. It's so nice running into you. This is crazy. You guys, this is crazy. He's a prince.
We're on the other side of the room.
Yeah, we went to another room.
You weren't talking to us.
Let's check in with Chip.
Chip is at the back door, and he like comes in, and he says, okay, you guys missed a lot. I hopped on the sled, slammed right into a tree, pissed myself, sharted myself. So I got pants full of piss and shart. Anyway, did I miss anything?
Oh.
And you look over and Chalice and Jalpert are like really intensely staring into each other's eyes. And like you can't really hear what they're talking about, but they seem to be like really connected and like laughing and excited.
Huh. Hey, are they talking to you guys?
Not even a word. Like, we weren't even here. I mean, I thought we died. I thought that I died trying to save Beef back there.
Jalpert, this is Chip. He just sharded himself, I guess.
Oh, so he gets an introduction. All right, weird. Honestly, weird.
And this is my best friend, Seb. And I would call him Beef, but I feel like he has so much brain damage right now, he's not really Beef right now.
Horny to make your acquaintance.
Let me just give all of you guys a big hug. I mean...
Oh, I wouldn't.
Oh, you do. That is intense. That is potent. But hey, you saved my life, asshole. I don't care. Gives you a hug.
Jalpert and I have so much in common. He is a former prince.
Uh-oh, he sharted again.
Sorry, I sharted again.
And then Jalpert looks out the window and sees that all of the vineyard is actually on fire too. They must have set fire to it earlier, and now it's like blazing. And he runs outside.
Oh man, dude, that sucks.
We'll help. We'll help.
Do we have to help this guy?
Yes, come on.
As you guys go to help, he just like grabs onto your sleeves and stops you from running in and just goes, "It's too late. Trust me. These crops, once they're lit, they go up real quick and it's too far gone. Don't even put yourself in danger."
Oi, I got an idea. Why don't you come work for us? Make the recipe of the new Mountain Dew with us.
Well, I don't know if I don't necessarily need a job, but my home is pretty messed up and it's a bad season to try and fix it. So just for the time being, if I could just get my bearings and...
Yeah, come stay with us.
What's your... You guys all live together?
I'm a proprietor. I'm a small business owner.
And we live above the bar.
But we're not siblings, okay? So so we could kiss each other and it wouldn't be weird.
That's right.
Chip, you smell horrible.
Yeah, I pissed and I sharted my pants.
Step back. Just step back.
Somewhere in there, I think I caught you guys run a tavern and inn.
He knows.
Yeah, well, I can definitely pay to stay there, but I would love a place to stay for at least a short while while I get back on my feet.
Yeah, of course. The former prince and princesses got to help each other out.
I'm just staring at Jalpert, and like I just see a big pile of money, and I'm hearing slot machine sounds, and it's just like ding, 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 ding. I'm like, you can stay as long as you want.
Those bastard thieves, you know, did make away with a lot of this season's wine and the casks, but I do have a secret barrel that I save for special occasions and hard times that I'm pretty excited to bring back with us, and maybe we can celebrate tonight.
Yes! For a guy that's lost everything, you've got a great attitude, and I'm horny for it, baby!
Do you have a sled that we could maybe borrow and go down with?
Of course. Yeah, I've got a big-ass sled. It's huge.
Okay, good, because this other one is covered in pee and poopy.
Sorry, I was trying to save the day.
And you did great, honey. You did so good, honey.
Don't call me honey.
I bet
right
so
now.
This so this sled looks exactly like Santa's sled and sleigh, just without any reindeer. And he goes, okay, so this seat's four. Chip, no offense, but if you just want to stay on your poopy sled.
Yeah, I'll take my piss sled down. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, since you're already poopy and pissy, you can take the poopy piss sled.
I could also change pants with somebody, and then I could take the Santa sled.
No one take that. I put my hand on Beef, and I go, don't yeah. take that.
Yeah, Beef almost took
don't,
it.
Don't.
Beef almost took forward.
And then the four of us, we take this reindeer-less sled.
And they sing, dashing through the snow in one horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go.
Zebedee Dapper! Ba-da-dee-dee-dee Dapper! Ooh-dee!
Sitcom D&D is comprised of Elizabeth Andrews, Ben Briggs, Aaron Keefe, Waleed Mansour, and me, Sean Coyle. Arnie Parrott wrote the theme song, and Sean Marr did the editing on this one. If you've been enjoying the show as much as we've enjoyed making it, then please rate and review us on Apple iTunes or wherever else you can rate and review things. We also wanted to give a special shout out to our friend Skylar, who just celebrated her 7th birthday. Skylar was diagnosed with brain cancer, and she's been super duper brave going to her radiation treatments. In fact, let me check my notes here. Yeah, she may actually be the bravest girl in the whole world. If you want to help support Skylar and her fight, you can check out the GoFundMe we have linked in the show notes. Every bit helps. Thanks. I think that's it for today. Until next week. And thanks, as always, for listening.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.